We need to pay attention to France. I have believed for several years that the dissatisfaction with the secular government and now civil unrest in France, as well as other parts of Western Europe, was prophesied in Catholic prophecies over the past few centuries as the precursor to the reign of the great Catholic monarch, who is the rightful heir to and will assume the French throne. He will then conquer Europe, be crowned Holy Roman Emperor, and restore Catholic Christendom. He will not be the Antichrist, but his successor most likely will be. And even though I am an amillennialist who believes that most of the book of Revelation is preterist, meaning already happened, I believe it is about the conversion of the Roman Empire, but that's for another video. This great monarch may be talked about in the book of Revelation, which would be a point in favor of premillennialism. Revelation 6:1. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice that sounded like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. Now, this would make him the first horseman of the apocalypse, commonly known as war. Now, the book doesn't say that he's a bad guy, just some food for thought. Here are some Catholic prophecies about France and Europe and the civil unrest that will happen that brings about the great Catholic monarch. Some of these are long, so I've tried to shorten them as much as I could. Many do involve the great Catholic monarch, so they may be some of the same prophecies that I put in my video, Prophecies of the Great Catholic Monarch and Holy Pope, and for that I do apologize. I would also like to stress that this is not public revelation. Public revelation ended with the death of the last apostle at the end of the first century. It includes sacred scripture and sacred tradition. Public revelation we are bound to believe under the pain of mortal sin. But this is private revelation, visions, visitations from heaven about future events that happened after the death of the last apostle. We are free to reject them. However, these are all approved by the Catholic Church. So when you have saints all saying the same thing over the course of centuries, and the Church says this is worthy of belief, you might want to pay attention to it. And the Bible says not to despise prophecy, and to test the Spirit. Well, the test is, does this have Church approval? Not, well, this is what Pastor Bob says, or this is what my evangelical friend says who prayed about it and got the warm and fuzzy, so it must be true, or the weird people on TV that have the weird hair that all said Trump would be reelected, or your Pentecostal friends who think they talked to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit told them X. The Holy Spirit guides the Catholic Church on these things, not us individually. If the Spirit you are talking to tells you something contrary to a dogma of the Catholic Church, it is not the Holy Spirit you are talking to. Satan can come as an angel of light. In general, if the Church says no, pay no attention to it. But that's not the case with these prophecies. So, without further ado, here are the prophecies. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, 19th century. France shall fall into a frightful anarchy. The French shall have a desperate civil war, in the course of which even old men will take up arms. The political parties, having exhausted their blood and their rage without being able to arrive at any satisfactory settlement, shall agree at the last extremity to have recourse to the Holy See. Then the Pope shall send to France a special legate. In consequence of the information received, His Holiness himself shall nominate a most Christian king for the government of France. The Ecstatic of Tours, 1873. Before the war breaks out again, food will be scarce and expensive. There will be little work for the workers, and fathers will hear their children crying for food. Revolution will break out in Italy almost at the same time as in France. For some time, the Church will be without a pope. England, too, will have much to suffer. The revolution will spread to every French town. Wholesale slaughter will take place. This revolution will last only a few months, but it will be frightful. Blood will flow everywhere because of the malice of the wicked will reach its highest pitch. Victims will be innumerable. Paris will look like a slaughterhouse. Persecutions against the Church will be even greater. But it will not last long. All the churches will be closed, but only for a very short time, in those towns where disturbances are least. Priests will have to go into hiding. The wicked will try to obliterate everything religious, but they will not have enough time. Many bishops and priests will be put to death. The Archbishop of Paris will be murdered. Many other priests in Paris will have their throats cut because they will not have time to find a hiding place. The wicked will be the masters for 1 year and a few months. In those days, France will receive no human assistance. She will be alone and helpless. At this juncture, the French people will turn back to God and employ the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary the Immaculate. They will at last confess that he alone can restore peace and happiness. The French people will ask for their good king. This king, who is not wanted now, because he is dear to God's heart, he will ascend to the throne, he will free the church, and reassert the Pope's rights. Father Necto, 18th century. Two parties will be formed in France, which will fight unto death. The party of evil will at first be stronger, and the good side will be weaker. At that time, there will be such a terrible crisis that people will believe that it is the end of the world has come. Blood will flow in many large cities. The very elements will be convulsed. It will be like a great and general judgment. A great multitude of people will lose their lives in those calamitous times, but the wicked will not prevail. They will indeed attempt to destroy the whole church, but not enough time will be allowed to them. Because of the frightful crisis will be cut short in duration. When all is considered lost, all will be found safe. This disaster will come to pass shortly after the power of England begins to wane. This will be the sign. England, in her turn, will experience a more frightful revolution than that of France. It will continue long enough for France to recover her strength. Then she will help England to restore peace and order. During this revolution, which will very likely be general and not confined to France, Paris will be destroyed so completely that 20 years afterwards, fathers walking over its ruins with their children will be asked by them what kind of place this was, to whom they will answer, "My child, this was a great city which God has destroyed on account of her crimes." Yes, Paris will certainly be destroyed, but before this happens, such signs and potence will be seen that all good people will be induced to flee away from it. After these most frightful events, order will be restored everywhere. Justice will reign throughout the whole world, and the counter-revolution will be accomplished. The triumph of the church will then be so complete that nothing like it has ever been seen before. Those Christians who are fortunate enough to survive will thank God for preserving them and giving them the privilege of beholding this glorious triumph of the church. A man disliked by France will be placed on the throne. A man of the House of Orleans will be made king. It is only after this event that the counter-revolution will begin. John of Ventagero, 13th century. Spoliation, pillaging, and devastation of that most famous city, which is in the capital and the mistress of France, will take place when the church and the world are grievously troubled. The Pope will change his residence, and the church will not be defended for 25 months or more, because of all that time there will be no Pope in Rome, no emperor, no ruler in France. But after this, a young captive prince shall recover the crown of the lilies and shall extend his dominion all over the world. Maria de Tilly, 19th century. I see a great darkness and lightning. Paris will almost be entirely destroyed by fire. Marseilles will also be destroyed, and other cities as well. Sister Rosa Astendi de Taggia, 19th century. A great revolution shall spread all over Europe, and peace will not be restored until the white flower, the lily, has taken possession of the throne of France. Not only religious communities, but also good lay Catholics shall have their property confiscated. A lawless democratic spirit of disorder shall reign supreme, and there will be a general overthrow. There shall be confusion of people against people and nation against nations, with clashing arms and beating of drums. The Russians and Prussians shall come to Italy. Some bishops shall fall away from the faith, but many more will remain steadfast and suffer much for the church. Priests and religious shall be butchered, and the earth, especially in Italy, shall be soaked with their blood. Brother Luis Rocco, 19th century. Terrible wars will rage all over Europe. God has long been patient with the corruption of morals. Half of mankind will be destroyed. Russia will witness many outrages. Great cities and small towns alike will be destroyed in a bloody revolution that will cause the death of half of the population. In Istanbul, the cross will replace the half moon of Islam. Ralph Gechner, 17th century. A great prince in the north with the most powerful army will traverse all Europe, uproot all the republics, and defeat all the rebels. His sword, moved by divine power, will most valiantly defend the Church of Jesus Christ. Monk Adso, 10th century. Some of our teachers say that a king of the Franks will possess the entire Roman Empire. He will be the greatest and the last of all the monarchs. After having wisely governed his kingdom, he will go in the end to Jerusalem and lay down his scepter and his crown upon the Mount of Olives. Immediately afterwards, Antichrist will come. Werden d'Otrante, 13th century. The great monarch and the great pope will precede the Antichrist. The nations will be at war for 4 years, and a great part of the world will be destroyed. The pope will go oversea carrying the sign of redemption, on his forehead. The great monarch will come to restore peace, and the Pope will share in the victory. Peace will reign on earth. Capuchin friar, 18th century. All priests, both secular and regular, shall be stripped of their possessions and every kind of property. They will have to beg from lay people their food and everything necessary for their support and for the worship of God. The Pope shall die during these calamities, and the Church will be reduced to the most painful anarchy as a result. Much human blood will be shed in Italy. Many cities, towns, and castles will be brought to ruins, causing the death of many thousands of people. By the Catholic clergy and people, the true and lawful Pope will be elected, who shall be a man of great holiness and goodness of life. A scion of the Carolingian race, by all considered extinct, will come to Rome and behold and admire the piety and clemency of this pontiff, who will crown him and declare him to be the legitimate emperor of the Romans. He shall destroy the Ottoman Empire and all heresies. With the assistance of God and of the Pope, he will cooperate in the reformation of abuses. He will assume the direction of temporal governments. He will assign a decent pension to the Pope and also the bishops and clergy, and they all will live in peace, which shall last till the end of the time. Sister Mary Ann, 18th century. As long as public prayers are said, nothing shall happen. But a time will come when public prayers shall cease. People will say things will remain as they are. All men will be taken away gradually in small groups. Only old men will remain. Before the great battle, the wicked shall be masters in France. They will do as much harm as they can, but not as much as they would like, because they shall not have enough time. The good Catholics shall be on the point of being annihilated, but, O power of God, a stroke from heaven will save them. All the wicked shall perish, but also many good Catholics. Such extraordinary events shall take place that the most incredulous will be forced to say, truly, the finger of God is here. There shall be a terrible night during which no one will be able to sleep, but these trials shall not last long because no one could endure them. When all shall appear to be lost, all will be saved. It is then that the prince shall reign, whom people did not esteem before, but whom they shall now seek. The triumph of religion will be so great that no one has ever seen the equals. All injustices will be made good. Civil laws will be made in harmony with the laws of God and the Church. Education in the schools will be most Christian, and workers' guilds will flourish again. This next one is not about France, but it's about China. The prophecy was given in 1906, a time when no one would have thought China would be a world player. This is Father Friedemann's in the 20th century. All foreign missionaries shall soon be expelled from China. You will have to walk hundreds of miles for you to find a priest. Even then, your journey will often be fruitless. Some priests and some Catholics shall apostatize. A war shall break out once all foreign missionaries have been expelled. Then some foreign powers shall occupy the whole of China and shall divide it into zones. One of the occupying powers will be pitiless and very hard on the people. But during this period, nearly the whole of China shall turn to Christianity. So, let's go over the timeline. First, France and the rest of Europe will see civil unrest, and the Church will be almost non-existent. We are seeing this now. Bad people will be in charge. We are also seeing this. France will fall into civil war that will spread across Europe. War will break out and will be very intense but very short. The Pope will flee but be captured and killed. I did not necessarily include all those prophecies. A good portion of the human population will die. Some say as much as a third to as much as 75%. Again, I didn't include all of those prophecies. China will apparently be defeated in this war and will be occupied, and then the whole of it will convert to Catholicism. The French people will demand their king back, and the rightful heir to the French throne will assume his crown and conquer the whole of the Roman Empire. This, I'm sure, accounts for some of the high death toll. There will be 3 days of darkness. Not sure where that fits into the timeline. I did not include those prophecies. That's for another video. And this also accounts for the high death toll. A new pope, a good pope, will be elected and crowned the French king, Holy Roman Emperor. Mary's Immaculate Heart will triumph, and an era of peace with Catholic Christendom reestablished will happen. Even the Mohammedans will convert to Catholicism. Again, I didn't necessarily include those prophecies. That's for another video. The peace will be short, 25 to 40 years, and people will forget and fall back into their old ways. When the good emperor dies, his throne will most likely be usurped by the Antichrist. Well, there you have it. Until my next video, God bless.